from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping a report this hour, the New Jersey Forest Fire Service is joining the investigation into one of three wildfires that broke out this past weekend. High winds fueled three fires in Gloucester Township, Hopewell Township, and Pennsville. All three have been fully contained, but State Forest Fire Chief William Donnelly confirms the Pennsville fire is considered suspicious. An investigation into the cause of that fire is underway. There have been more than three times the number of wildfires in New Jersey so far this year compared to the same period in 2024, sparking concerns about a serious fire season in 2025. After a deadly year on roads, officials in one New Jersey county have an urgent public message.
Atlantic County wrapped 2024 with 58 fatal crashes, a 10-year high. This also placed Atlantic County a second in the entire state for fatal collisions behind Middlesex County, which had 62. The Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office and Atlantic County Chiefs of Police Association are stressing that most of these tragedies are preventable, including pedestrian deaths, and say enforcement needs to serve as a deterrent to reckless and impaired driving. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
In her first public comments of her husband's second term as president, First Lady Melania Trump spoke at a roundtable on Capitol Hill Monday in support of the Take It Down Act. The bill, passed unanimously by the Senate, would criminalize posting real and deep fake revenge pornography online and require tech platforms to remove the content after a valid request.
The widespread presence of abusive behavior in the digital domain affects the daily lives of our children, families, and communities.
A 2023 study by Security Hero found that 98% of deepfake videos circulating online were pornographic, and 99% of those targeted women or girls. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is hail heading our way? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. We've got an active weather day ahead for tomorrow. Thunderstorms possible, and they could get noisy with heavy rain and gusty winds. The biggest concerns, that'll be around this time tomorrow. Things stay quiet and pleasant as we head into your Tuesday evening. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows will dip into the lower 40s, not a freeze. And tomorrow's not a washout. We'll see highs well into the 50s. Clouds and maybe a spot shower in the morning. And then starting around mid-afternoon, going into tomorrow evening, around a heavy rain and gusty thunderstorms are possible. Unfortunately, that's going to coincide with the evening commute tomorrow. Thursday, windy and turning colder again, mostly cloudy. Highs will be in the lower 50s, falling to the 40s by the afternoon. Sunny, breezy, and upper 40s on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Union 55, Long Branch 48, Vineland 61. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And this weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Are you prepared should you experience a power outage? A Generac generator by W. Danley automatically activates within seconds, keeping your power on. 0% financing for 18 months available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.